This is chapter 11. In code terms, the long term is International Commercial Terms 2020. What is this terms means? These international commercial terms are used in each and every trade related transactions because it determines risk, responsibility, then funds, who is to pay what fund, not funds, charges, who is to pay what kind of charges, etc., are determined at the initial stage only so as to avoid the confusion in further or future. So there will not be a dispute relating to the remittances received as realization proceeds. So both the parties are agreeing to it, that is importer and exporters. The very purpose of incorporating this input term is that because it has got a very big relevance and impact on international trading community as well as the banks. Therefore, this publication is brought by ICC, International Chamber of Commerce, so as to determine at initial stage only various charges, various risk, and various transport, how it is to be monitored, and it is and peacefully how the trade movement or goods movement will happen from one place to another, say, thereby impacting its impact on the trading community. So the objective of this presentation will be to understand the standardized obligation of the buyers and sellers under this International Commercial Term 2020 in international sales contract to reduce the misunderstanding and disputes in cross-border trade. And further, next objective will be clarity on cost allocation. Clarity on cost allocation, risk transfer, then delivery responsibility, and finally your understanding will help you to assist the accurate preparation of the trade document like LC, bill of lading, airway bill, invoice, insurance certificate, etc. as per the Incoterm 2020. So these are the only basic two objectives. Our presentation to understand this objective will consist of structure, then legal contractual role, then Incoterms and trade finance, how it relates to each other, the selection and implication of proper Incoterms and commonly used Incoterms in Indian context, and common pitfalls and misconceptions understood or misconceptions among the trading community. The international commercial terms historically, if you look into, it has came into the existence long back. But in 1936, the International Chamber of Commerce, they issued the universal guidelines to the trading community about these Incoterms. And periodically, it has got updated and they will keep pace with evolving trade practices and technologies. The latest version of Incoterm 2020 came into effect with effect from January 1, 2020. And this serves as a cornerstone for international sales contract by defining the roles, responsibility, and liabilities of the buyers and sellers. Okay, in trade, there will be responsibility, liabilities, buyers and credits, buyers and sellers, confusion will be avoided. Then this Incoterm 2020 are widely used in various industries, including manufacturing, logistics, retail, as well as it provides clarity on the key aspects such as shipping obligation. Now, shipping obligation, in that, normally what happens, The INCO terms specifically specifies which party is responsible for transportation. Goods are ready, order is ready. Now transport, who is to undertake transport and who is to bear that cost? From packaging and loading of delivery at the final destination, who will take care of that? That is the shipping obligation also is clarified. Next one is a risk transfer. Risk transfer, they establish the clear points where the risk of the goods damage or loss transfers from seller to buyer. Then cost allocation. INCO terms out. The INCO terms outlines which party pays for the specific expenses such as freight, insurance, custom duties and taxes. Who is to pay? This cost allocation is clarified under this INCO terms. This INCO term 2020, it is introduced as a new revision as compared to the predecessors, that is INCO term 2010. There are certain changes happened during this revision, and these changes include 1. Updates to delivery terms. Update to delivery terms. Which are delivery terms? Free carrier, delivered at place, cost, insurance and freight. That is FCA, DAP and CIF respectively. Now there will be change in focus on security. The greater emphasis was placed on addressing the cargo security requirement as a global concern over the theft and terrorism. Okay, that kind of security is taken care here. Then simplification of rules. The new version 2020 makes the terms easier to interpret for the business, particularly SMEs. Now let us understand some key changes in INCO term 2020. These rules, INCO term 2020, are implemented with effect from January 1, 2020. And several changes have taken place. This edition was designed to improve the clarity, modernize the content, better reflect the trade practices, particularly for emerging economies, SMEs, and digital trade. The key changes introduced in INCO term 2020, which is relevant for the academic and practical understanding. These changes are, number 1, introduction of enhanced explanatory note. The new structure which details the explanatory note for each INCO terms rule. Okay. Number 2, each rule now includes a clear layout, diagram and explanation of buyers and sellers' responsibility. Right. Next one is, it facilitates easier understanding and decision making, especially for the students and SMEs. Second change is from DAT to DPU. What is DAT means? DAT means delivered at terminal. This term has been renamed as DPU. What is DPU? Delivered at place of unload. Now, terminal and place of unload are two different things. So as to avoid the confusion, there may be possibility that goods may be delivered to the place which is other than the terminals, such as construction sites or factories. Okay. Now, it is clarified that unloading is seller's responsibility even if the delivery occurs outside the formal terminal. Next, increase the differentiation between FCA and FOB. FOB means what? FOB means free on board. Free on board is still commonly misused in containerized shipment. Containerized means the shipment which happens through the container, and container is onboarded on the ship. So this term is used still, even though it is not applicable there. So it is difference. Now FCA. FCA means free carrier. Now includes as an optional provision where buyer can instruct the carrier to issue a bill of lading with onboard notification or onboard notation on the seller, onboard notation to the seller. This facilitates the seller's ability to obtain the payment under a letter of credit where such a notation is often required. It promotes better practice for containerized shipment. Now, cost allocation clarified. In the Incoterm rule, now it includes the precise cost breakdown. Precise cost breakdown. Each party cost responsible are detailed under A9 to B9 clauses of each term. A9 to B9. In next chart, whenever I'm seeing, we will see that what is it, A9 and B9. It ensures the transparency and helps to avoid the dispute related to hidden or ambiguous charges. Then further, it has enhanced the security requirement. Post 9/11 attack, the cyber security concern, Incoterm 2020 incorporates a specific reference to the security related obligations under A4 and B4 carriages and A7, B7 export-import clearance. It promotes the risk mitigation in an area or in era of increasing supply chain vulnerability and regulatory tightening. Then flexibility in insurance obligation, CIF and CIP. CIF means what? CIF is for cost of the goods, insurance and freight. This is to be borne by the seller. Still mandates the minimum insurance cover, institute cargo clause C. In CIP, that is carriage and insurance paid to, carriage and insurance paid to, now require higher insurance coverage, that clause A, all risk, and unless otherwise agreed. So reflects the modern trade practices where sailor using the CIP often deal in high value goods that requires broader insurance protection. So flexibility in insurance obligation is defined. All these changes, no, you will come to know when you see actually the chart. Okay. Next one will be model guidelines or model guidance, which is suitable for transport mode. Clear indication for each term, whether it is appropriate for any mode, that is multimodal, or only for the sea and inland waterway transport. For example, FAS, FOB, CFR and CIF, these four terms are exclusively used for sea and inland waterways. Sea and inland waterways. Whereas other seven terms is suitable for any mode of multimodal use. Next, onboard bill of lading. Onboard bill of lading in FCA, alignment with the LC. The optional onboarding bill of lading clause under the FCA is critical for LC-based transaction. Okay. Addresses a long-standing conflict between the use of FCA and LC payment conditions requiring proof of onboard shipment. Now, digital trade provisions implied. While still largely the paper-based Incoterms 2020 implicitly recognizes the shift towards the electronic documentation, the more neutral language allows for adoption of e-bills of lading, e-certificates and digital platform in future updates. Now, summary of the table of major changes. Whatever we have discussed so far, that is summarized for better understanding here. Let us look at this. The first column talk about the changes in area, which area changes has happened than the 2010 to 2020, and Incoterm updates what? Incoterm 2020 updates what? So, change area, rule change, kaun sa rule change ho gaya, which rule is changed? DAT is changed to DPU. Then container shipment, clarified use of FCA over FOB for containers. Then bill of lading under FCA, freight forwarders, okay? Optional clause to facilitate the LC compliance. Insurance obligation, higher cover under CIP, CIF unchanged. Cost breakdown, clear allocation under A9 and B9 of each rule. Then security obligation, included in A4, B4 and A7, B7 sections. Then model suitability clarified. Terms explicitly marked for the C versus all transport modes. And support for digital trade, implied openness to electronic documentation. Now, implication of Indian trade finance. Whatever changes have happened, how it implied to the Indian trade finance. Now, Indian importer and exporters now increasingly use FCA and DPU, especially in the containerized trade and project cargo. Okay? Then custom brokers and freight forwarders have had to realign the documentation practices under DPU due to change in this. Therefore, banks in India are aligning LC terms with onboard bill of lading under FCA, free carrier receipt. Okay. Then greater adoption of insurance clauses aligned with the CIP reflects the growing awareness and the risk management. The DGFT and Exim procedures are slowly incorporating the best practices based on the Incoterms. Now, structure and classification of Incoterms. Earlier was a history, just keep in mind. No need to keep everything in mind, because henceforth what we are going to discuss is definitely it is important and you have to pay attention for that. Now, the Incoterm 2020 rules developed by the ICC defines the responsibility of the buyer and seller in international and domestic trade contracts. These terms specifically, who bears the cost, risk and responsibility for transportation, insurance, custom clearance and delivery of the goods. Understanding their structure and classification is essential for drafting the enforceable contract, optimizing the logistic and ensuring financial compliance. The overall structure of Incoterm 2020. The Incoterm 2020, what is this? These are the rules which consist of 11 trade terms. How many terms it consists of? Incoterm 2020, 11 trade terms are it is consisting. And each identified by 3-letter abbreviation. It is identified by 3-letter abbreviated, like how we used CIF, CIP, FOB, like that. There are only 3 letters. So all these 11 trade terms which are incorporated in Incoterm 2020 are identified by 3-letter abbreviations. These are grouped into two categories, based on their mode of transport. Based on mode of transport, there will be two groups. And the extent of delivery responsibility transferred from seller to buyer. So, now what table we will be seeing is harmonized table format enables the easier comparison between the terms and providing the standard for contract drafting. Here, you can look at this table. What is mentioned here is a classification based on the mode of transport. concentrate on mode of transport. There may be sea transport, there will be water transport, there will be road transport, there will be rail transport, there will be air transport. So, type of transport is taken here into consideration for classification of Incoterms. The Incoterms for any mode of transport, Incoterms for any mode of transport is called as multimodal terms. What is called as multimodal terms? And these can be used, these terms can be used for trade involving land, air, rail, sea, or it is a combination of any modes like land and air, or land and rail, or air and sea, depending upon the distance and the voyage of the goods. So, first on the left side, you can see there are EXW, FCA or CPT, CAF, DAP, DPU and DDP. These are seven terms. These are how many? Seven terms. Now, let us understand the meaning of each term. Now, EXW into bracket, it is X works. It means the meaning of this term is buyer of the goods. Buyer of the goods arranges everything from the seller's premises. Seller has kept the good ready for sale. Now, buyer has to arrange, buyer arranges everything from the seller's premises. Then responsibility transfers when the goods are placed at buyer's disposal at the seller's premises. So, goods are ready in seller's premises. And thereafter, buyer has to lift those goods. Buyer has to lift the goods and bring it to the destination or his place. Under such situation, EXW term is required to be used. Now, next one is a FCA, free carrier. Meaning of the FCA means free carrier. Meaning is sailor of the goods, delivers the goods to the carrier or the place named by the buyer. Or the place named by buyer. Suppose, seller is in Mumbai and he wants the goods are required to be brought by the seller at the particular point, say JNPT port. So from the manufacturer's or seller's point to JNPT port, at the cost of the seller, seller has to make available goods over there. That means the goods are handed over to the carrier, free to carrier, because JNPT is a carrier start. Till that place, seller has to bring the goods. That is FCA. Number two, number three, CPT, that is carriage paid to. That indicates the seller pays the carriage to the destination. What is the destination of goods? Suppose from Mumbai to say Dubai, okay, the full carriage is required to be paid by the seller. So risk transfers at the point of handing over the goods to the carrier. Okay, then CIP, that is carriage and insurance paid to. It's CPT plus sellers arranges the insurance. This can be, meaning is, above what is mentioned for the CPT, seller pays carriage. In addition to the carriage, when seller also arranges for the insurance, then in that case, the Incoterm used is a CIP. Incoterm used is a CIP. And same as a CPT, that is a responsibility with insurance till the named place. Buyer names the place. Mujhe yahi jagah mein goods chahiye. I want my goods to be delivered at this particular point. Till then, under CIP, everything will be given by the, all cost will be borne by the seller. Now DAP, that is delivered at place. Here what happens, sailor delivers to the destination ready for unloading. Ready for unloading. He is not unloading. It is ready for unloading. It means goods made available at the named destination. A lorry carrying the goods is reached to the destination. So the goods are still in the lorry itself. But till the lorry reaches there, whatever expenses are there, the seller is responsible. Right? Then, DPU. Delivered at the place unload. Delivered at place unload. This means seller delivers and unloads the goods. In DAP, he is not unloading. In DPU, he unloads the goods. That means delivered at place. Okay. And in DDP, delivered duty paid. Under DDP, sailor's responsibility for all the risk and duties. Here, including the custom duty and all these things should be paid by the sailor. And goods are delivered to the buyer's place, including the import duties also. So these are the 7 terms which are used for multimodal transport. Right? Now, INCO terms for sea and inland ways. In similar manner, these 4 terms, earlier we have seen 7 terms, but these 7 terms that can be used only when the goods are delivered on board a vessel, because it is applicable only for the sea and inland waterways. So the term used is FAS. FAS means free alongside ship. So sailor delivers the goods besides the ship, not into the ship, but besides the ship. So bringing the goods at the place alongside the vessel is the responsibility of the sailor. Next one is a FOV, free on board. Sailor brings the goods to the ship and he also boards the goods on the ship. Okay, so goods pass the ship's rail. That means full cost up to loading of the goods on ship is made available by the sailor. Now CFR means cost and freight. Under cost and freight, CFR, sailor pays cost and the freight to destination. So risk transfers from goods are on board. And the last one is a CIF, that is cost, insurance and freight. So CFR plus sailors arranges the insurance above, like how CFR it is there, CIF is extended like that. So same as CFR with minimum insurance cover. Now, classification, which is based on delivery and responsibility. See, earlier 2 tables what you have seen. First, 7 terms are used for multimodal, any kind of transport. But next 4 terms are exclusively used for sea and waterways. Now, these INCO terms here, the classification which is based on delivery responsibility type. That is on transport basis. This is on delivery responsibility basis. This can be classified based on the extent of sailor's involvement from minimum obligation, that is X works, to maximum obligation, DDP. So minimum responsibility, first you see what is the sailor's obligation and which INCO term is to be used. Now minimum responsibility, whenever sailor is undertaking that time EX works. X works means at the premises of the sailor goods are available. Okay, that is minimum responsibility of the sailor. He only manufactures the goods and keep his godown. That's all. Rest everything he will be carried on by the buyer. Then sailor delivers to the carrier appointed by the buyer. carrier is appointed by the buyer. In that case, the what is used, seller delivers. Seller's responsibility to deliver those goods to the carrier which is appointed by the buyer. Under such situation, three terms, FCA, FAS or FOB term, any one suitable term can be used as an INCO terms. Then seller pays for the carriage. Seller pays for the carriage, for transportation also. Then in that case, CPT or CFR can be used. Then seller pays for carriage and insurance. In that case, either CIP or CIF term can be used. Then seller delivers at the named place the import not cleared. Named place. Then at that place, DAP and DPU can be used. And seller delivers at buyer's premises, including the import duty also. Then in that case, it is called as DDP, that is delivered duty paid. Hope it is clear. Now,